107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. CJCS Radio. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary with the Voices from the Past, and it's my absolute pleasure to have Jim Feuer here. Jim, it's wonderful to see you.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is an honor. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Jim. Now, let's remind folks when you were here at CJCS Radio.
Wow, that's a hard one. I know, because I'm getting right old. My memory's gone, right?
So, ballpark.
Yeah, ballpark. I mean, it was mid-2000s.
Okay.
You know, it was a lot of fun at the time. Stephen Carolyn owned the radio station when I first came on board. And when I left, Vista was part of it.
Right. And you were the midday announcer for CJCS?
I was all over the board.
You were all over the board.
I was all over the board. I did mornings. When Eddie was on vacation, I did mornings. I did middays. And then I moved over to the FM when they opened the FM. Because when I started, it was just AM. There was no AM FM.
Right, right.
And so then Steve finally got the approval for the FM, Mix FM, they called it. And Steve, working with Steve and Carolyn was great because they were big on doing anything crazy. So when Steve said, look, we're going to open a Mix FM, what can we do to promote it? I said, well, hang on, Mix, cement mixer. Let's put a cement mixer on the front lawn with big Mix signs on it. He says, yeah.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we got this big pink cement mixer on the front lawn for a couple of days.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Some great memories there. Now, for CJCS Radio, AM 1240, and then switching now to FM 107.1. I mean, the glory days of AM 1240.
Yeah, they're gone, unfortunately. They were good days, you know. We were here, and AM people were tuned in. And it was great. The listeners were fun, and we had a lot of fun here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, great to have you as part of the CJCS 100th anniversary story. Now, let's talk about, we just had St. Patrick's Day a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. and there was always a parade that you were very much part of, and you were spearheaded.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, Steve was always like, you know, what can we do that's different, crazy, to promote the radio station? I said, well, do we have a St. Patrick's Day parade? Because I come from Montreal, and we have the second largest St. Patrick's Day parade in Montreal in the world. So I figured, well, why not have a St. Patrick's Day parade? Steve said, yeah, why not? So the first year, we had the cruise.
Did Steve ever say no to you?
Oh, plenty of times, especially when I asked him for more money. Oh, okay, that was, you know, I knew that was coming.
Go ahead.
So it was the first year, it was okay, let's do something. And so we had the cruiser. We had Jeremy Riddell, who was our production guy. He had this small little green car. And then Neumeister Towing had green tow trucks. And so that was it. The three of, and we just invited anybody that wanted to come in and walk with us on the parade route. And people came out.
Sure, yeah.
It was
yeah.
great. And what was fun was I had to do a lot of paperwork to get the streets closed off and permits to do the parade, right? So I had to go around to all the departments. And, you know, the public works says, okay, how long do you need the streets closed off for? I said, about 10 minutes.
And they were like,
really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was probably the best work that the police had to do because they just followed us for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was the greatest little parade.
It really was. And the weather was always good. Yeah, it was sunny and warm and people came out and we just had a good time.
And then used to wrap up at Molly Bloom's.
At Molly Bloom's. And the second year we did it, Molly Bloom's came out and they put a float in the parade.
Oh,
so it just got bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Some great memories with that. Now, you talked about being in Montreal. What brought you to Stratford?
Well, my wife actually got a transfer, a job opportunity in Toronto. So I was in radio doing CFCF and CFQR in Montreal. And so I just followed her into Ontario.
Okay. And here you are with CJCS. And you were here at the 376 Romeo Street South. You weren't downtown?
No, I started right here in this building.
Yeah,
This is my main memory.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
They're all good memories. Yeah. All good memories. So much fun. And the thing I liked most about working with Steve and Carolyn, because they were big on community involvement, and so am I. I just love being able to get out there and promote. Like, there's so many great people in Stratford doing their best to make Stratford a wonderful place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could get out there and help the House of Blessing, the Humane Society, the Kiwanis Basket Fund, I was all for it. Let's just go and do whatever we can and pull out all the stops to make it a success and help people who are doing the most they can to make Stratford a better place to live.
Well said, Jim. And I'm just thinking of the things like the home show back in the day, a lot home of the on-location yeah. remotes and things yeah, like
I
that.
I love doing remotes because you get to meet people and you get to talk about what's going on right here on our own streets.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim Fuhr, Jim, any other memories? Now, we should mention that you are now a vinyl or record dealer.
I sell vinyl records. I do fairs every weekend. We just had a big one in London.
In London. How did it go?
At Centennial Hall. About 600 people came out.
Oh, okay. And that was on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was. Wow. And so people came out. And the great thing about the vinyl revival is that it crosses all age groups now. Mm. It's millennials. It's old guys like us who are reliving our youth. It's just been wonderful.
Any other memories about CJCS that you want to share? Just, again, pleasure having you.
I think the main memory for me is working with all the great people that were here over the
And
years.
So many people, when we talk about radio, I mean, a lot of people are through the doors over the course of anyone's career. We work with so many different people.
We do, and that tends to be the main theme in radio in general. If you're working in radio, you really do a lot of different cities. It's like, well, what city am I in this week? And the same thing here in Stratford. But we were lucky that we did have a core of people that stayed quite a long time. Mm-hmm. Eddie Matthews was here for a long time, great program director and a great person to work with. And another guy who was really big on doing stuff for the community.
Yeah.
And Steve and Carolyn were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just so great to work with here.
All right, there you go. Jim Fuhr with CJCS celebrating our 100th anniversary. And Jim, we should mention, I mean, folks get to see you from time to time because you often have pop-up shops in Stratford.
Actually, I'll be here for the Stratford Blues Fest, the live music and live that they call it now.
Sure, yeah.
Down on Riverside Drive.
Yeah.
So I'll be there for all 3 days again.
Yeah, and you can spot Jim with the vintage tent.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. If you remember CJCS and 107.7, then you will remember the tent.
Absolutely. And we remember Jim Fuhr. Jim, thanks so much for sharing your memories with us.
You're welcome.